Hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh, man. Welcome to the Banana Hammock. Welcome, Ronnie Baron, to the Nerdy Legion podcast.
Wow. I get a warm welcome with you. With Martin, it's just like, hey, what's up? Sit on the couch.
No way. We both love you. Are you kidding me?
What's up, buddy?
Very excited now that Martin's out in the Adirondacks searching for a Yeti or possibly Shakira's hips. We don't know. We have no idea.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining. Thank you for guesting on the couch, the love seat.
Thanks for asking me.
Yeah, what's been going on, buddy?
Oh, lots of things, you know.
Oh, really? Well, you're a newlywed. Last time you were on the podcast, you were an available boy.
Yeah. Now I'm totally off the market.
Oh, sorry, ladies.
Yeah. Or men. Who cares? You know, whatever.
Oh, hello, 2020. Turnover on your league.
That's right.
Yeah. So what else has been going on? Anything you can share with the audience, the listener?
No, just been working. And then I'll have a new job starting on the 2nd of March.
Oh, that's exciting. Same company?
Actually, it'll be our own company, I guess.
Ooh, exciting. Yep. Very exciting. All right. More to come. More news on that to come.
Yeah.
Listeners, stay tuned.
And then all of January, per kind of doctor's orders, I did double days at the gym.
Ooh, that's good. Well, not per doctor's orders, but still getting back into the gym. That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, the double days weren't very fun though. But
I'm sure you were a sore monkey after a while.
Yeah, and that's what they. I had my second follow up today, post heart attack. So
yeah, and everything flying colors.
Yep, everything's good. Only disappointment was after all that, I've only lost like 8 pounds, but, you know, I'll take it.
Well, muscle always weighs more than flab, so
yep.
You have to look at it at the way your body been changing in better ways.
Yeah, and yeah. I think so. Like, because after the first post appointment with my doctor, he said that my old 80% was my new 100%.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, we'll see about that, buddy.
Well, just keep going, doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's hard. Once you start seeing, like, benefits, it's hard to keep going. That's the thing.
Yeah. And then, you know, like, you eat healthier and...
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do have cheat days, like, everything all at once comes out, like, you know, Sloppy Joe sliders come back to White Castle.
Dang it.
The, what are they, Tot Nachos or Tot Joes or whatever comes at Sonic.
and then you swing by McDonald's for a Shamrock Shake and Taco Bell for the nacho fries.
Yep, you got it.
As your wife's like, I get that you might want one or two, but did you have to get all seven? As you're like, yes, I did. It was a cheat day.
Yep. It's my cheat day. You leave me alone.
I don't want to hear about it. Let's enjoy this. As long as every day is not a cheat day, that's what you have to be concerned with.
Yeah. For the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's been pretty much like tuna and eggs. So there's only so much that you can do with tuna. You know what I mean?
Oh. I'm not a tuna. I'm not a... tuna steak, I'll do. Any other form of tuna? My mom always did like salmon cakes and like tuna out of a can pre-bag. Mm-hmm. And now whenever I smell either of those, it's just, oh my God. I start like ralphing. It's the worst smell for me.
Well, I don't mind it. But, you know, like, even the first week after, like, Wednesday, I'm like, oh, I'm so over this already.
Have you tried the, and I know it's garbage tuna, But that Chicken of the Sea has like flavored tuna packets now.
Yes, and I found one out of the six that I liked, but and it was the like spicy tuna one.
Didn't they have a ranch one or something?
Yeah, they had a ranch one, and then there's like a sriracha one, and then like a vinegar and salt one.
The ranch sounded good to me, but I can't stand opening up those damn tuna packets, so the chance of me ever having that, forget about it.
Yeah.
And I'm married to Queen Tuna, so Julie the cruise director freaking loves tuna. So every time I smell it, I'm like, can you throw that away? Can you put it into a Ziploc bag, then into a grocery plastic bag and tie that up and then into a closed garbage? Like, ugh. And she's like, what? Come on. This is okay. And then she'll like finish her meal and then like just leave the dirty plate in the sink. So it just it's just like, are you kidding me? Like, and I think she just does that to niggle me a little bit. It's like, you know, this drives me crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I even like tuna and I still don't want it left in the sink.
Yeah. 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 Because
at some point, is it tuna or is it cat food?
Well, if you let your cat up on the sink, I'm sure it's both and the best for them.
Yeah.
And I know that they have really good, like, high-grade, like, tuna in a packet now that I see. And freaking, they are expensive.
Oh,
yeah. And I'm not even talking about foo-foo tuna. I'm talking about, like, you go to any grocery store and you can get, like, three levels above chicken from the sea. And it does, like, when it's on a plate, I'm like, dang, it looks like somebody cooked up some tuna and then flaked it apart. It looks good. And I'm sure the quality's high. It's just the instant smell for me is right. Just wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so good for you. My God. You get the kind with just, like, extra virgin olive oil in it? Man, that's doing your body good.
Yeah. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't let people around you too much because, you know, nobody wants to smell eggs and tuna all the time.
I thought you were going to say once it exits your body, it's just a grease slide that goes.
Well, that too. That too.
All the olive oil. It's like, whoa, there it goes. All right. All right. We're getting a little bit gross now.
Yeah.
Thanks to me. Thank you.
Is this the potty talk?
Are you doing eggs? Like for like hard boiled eggs for breakfast? What are you doing?
Yeah, or scrambled egg whites.
Okay, gotcha.
Just a bit, like I said, there's only so much you can do to like change it up a little bit. So,
have you done chicken sausage?
Yeah, we've done chicken sausage, and what was the other thing that we did? There was a thing that she made like a keto potato soup in the crock pot.
Ooh.
Because I love potato soup, and sure. I was like, man, well, actually, I love, like, you know, potatoes or starch, anything.
Oh, yeah, we're from the land of starch, so.
Yeah, and she was like, you'll really like it, and it was good.
Well, that's all right, and there's a lot of good chicken sausages out there that don't taste like, if you get some, and I've had plenty, that are like, There's a weird chicken texture here. Oh, no, I'm not talking about those chicken sausages. I'm talking about chicken sausages that taste just like bratwurst or like breakfast sausages.
Yeah, yeah, those are good.
Yeah, and they're not, I mean, I have to watch the sugar, so chicken sausage is the way to go. And as long as you're not getting the, like, maple brown sugar breakfast sausage, whatever the flavor is, as long as it isn't sweet, oh, my friend, it's so good.
Yeah.
And filling, very filling.
Yeah. The hardest part for me the past month was the soda, coffee, sweet tea.
Oh, yeah. Those are killers.
Yeah. So I went to flavored unsweet tea because then in my mind, that extra flavor was there. So then, you know, I was thinking it overtook the unsweet part, I guess.
Do you get those little drops for artificial flavor?
Yeah, sweet? Or my crack now has been like Sonic unsweet, like peach tea or raspberry tea or whatever.
And those don't have much sugar in them?
No.
Oh, wow. I thought those would just be like flavored sugar pumps.
No.
Oh, okay. That they just pump the syrup into.
Yeah, no. I checked. Because I was like, if I'm going to torture myself, I'm not going to, you know, go out on a limb and do this. So.
Well, the torture would be going through Sonic for that and not getting their corn dog or tater tots. That would be the torture.
Yeah, that's true.
That's rough. But yeah, that's good, especially if you're avoiding like fancy coffees as well as like soda pop and sweet tea's the worst, man.
Woo. Yeah. Yeah. Sweet tea's my favorite. That's my go-to drink. And
yeah.
And then soda, of course. And I even tried like the Mountain Dew Zero, cuz they have Mountain Dew Zero now.
Sure.
And it was okay, but like if like that second week of not having soda, even that tasted sugary, even though it's not, you know.
If you're so used to like caffeine, it's tough to give up those type of drinks because then you're also going through a caffeine withdrawal, so the headaches are horrible.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, at least you're on a good, I won't say straight and narrow, but you're on a good path.
Yep, I'm on the path, that's for sure.
You don't have to sacrifice flavor, that's the whole point.
Yeah, right.
You know, my Julie, the cruise director's just a crazy person when it comes to like artificial flavors, colors, and like additives, like any chemicals. But luckily she doesn't mind like, oh, I'll make you something. You want something sweet? You know, just tell me what type of cookie you want and I'll find a recipe that doesn't include like, you know, a ton of sugar, maple syrup, or molasses. And she's been doing pretty damn good so far.
Yep.
Thank God.
Yep. My wife has too, so.
Yeah. Thank God for the internet, because, Jesus, I don't think I would have ever typed in, like, keto, whatever, you know. But sure enough, like, I found a recipe for, like, teriyaki chicken that uses like cabbage, but it's like a teriyaki sauce, but it's not real sugary. And there really isn't that much carbs, depending on how you like adjust the recipe.
Yeah.
But it tastes like something that's right from like a Chinese restaurant. It's really, really good.
Yep. Let's see. Thursday at Monday, she made like this egg roll soup thing.
Ooh.
It actually tasted pretty good.
Dang, that's nice.
She was like describing it to me, and I, you know, through text, and I was like, maybe I'll just, you know, have a replacement meal shake and go to bed. But no, it actually was really good. Everything that she's done, which I should have not doubt her because she's used to cooking. Like I always tell her, like she's the grandma before her time.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was, you know, we had four kids and then her and I. So, like, when all the kids were at the house, it was like Thanksgiving feast all the time. And then now she's having a hard time adjusting to only having one kid around.
Sure. Yeah,
so it's like we got leftovers for days.
But isn't she in, like, the healthcare industry?
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
So, needless to say, she knows exactly, like, what is preached about and what isn't preached about.
Yep,
like she knows when it's like, oh, that's fake science, or that's just that's the corn industry or the pork industry saying you should eat more pork. Like that's bullshit. You don't need to eat any more pork.
Yep. And she's been making magic so far, so
yeah, that's good. Like I said, it's all about the internet, man. Once you discover like the right key terms to put in, you can pretty much make anything you want. Then it's about moderation. So I can't eat that chicken teriyaki crack slaw. I can't have like half of the sheet pan in one sitting.
Yeah. And it's like, I would say probably like, it's more like 30 years ago now, but my dad used to do aerobics all the time because like the CrossFit style wasn't there, but you know, he had the Teen Wolf headband and, you know, all that going on.
Are you saying he had the Jane Fonda workout?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's ironic because it's at the same gym that I work out now. And the CrossFit studio upstairs is like where he came and worked out at 30 plus years ago.
That's wild.
But like back then, if he was going on a diet, you know, it'd be like rice cakes and, you know, this or that, because it was either one extreme or the other, it seemed like back then.
Oh yeah. They would push carbs down your throat because guess what? That fills you up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking what carbs turn to.
Yeah.
So crazy. Craziness.
Yep. And that was, like I said, like the caffeine part was there, and like I can't stand, I know this is bad, but I couldn't stand like just drinking regular water.
Sure.
And I know it's bad, but because, you know, it just, maybe if I was mowing and it's like 90 degrees outside or whatever, a good water tasted all right, but it just wasn't my choice.
An ice cold beer would taste better on a 90 degree mowing day.
Well, that is true, but and I haven't had one of those either for a while. So.
Oh no.
I'm being a good boy until C2E2.
Uh-oh. Well, I've had a beer probably one every 2 months, 3 months. But now, since I can't have them too often, it really has to take a lot. That's why I know I'm not an alcoholic, because it's like for me to say, oh, I'll drink a beer, and a beer is like pretty much two meals out of the day worth of carbs. So now it really has to be something special for me to pull that trigger.
Yeah. Or maybe you're just more mature now.
No. Trust me. If it was up to me, I'd still be drinking plenty of beer through the week.
Yeah. Well, but, and I knew that Martin said that he hadn't been, and I'm like, are we just getting old or what?
I don't know. Well, he has other pursuits happening right now.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. We can't stop that vision quest.
Yeah. He's got to see if the hips lie or not.
Exactly. I mean, he has places he has to wander.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Hey, Mr. Ronnie.
Yep.
I don't know how long this episode's going to be. We're recording it very late for both of us, and somebody, not me, has to wake up early, go into work tomorrow.
I'm good.
Okay, well, you tell me, because you don't need to stick around for a king-size episode, because we're going to be recording this episode as well as the next episode, listener, so be prepared. But, Mr. Ronnie Barron, I wanted to do something that I know you, I think you enjoy, I hope you enjoy, but I wanted to do a little, since right around the corner, we're going to get that cute little naked cherub with his bows and arrows out.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do a little Valentine's, this or that.
Uh-oh. Sounds good to me.
So let's quiz it up.
All right.
These are just little, sort of wrapped around Valentine's, sort of has to do with maybe your preference in regards to your significant other or even your history of significant others. But there's only a couple of questions, just a few. Okay. For a great date, would you go to the House of Mirrors or the Tunnel of Love?
Ooh, a great date for me or for them?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. It's a Valentine's Day quiz.
Whew. So, I would probably go with the Tunnel of Love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Oh, I respect that. All right. Would you do a romantic serenade to your lady friend, or would you take her on a gondola ride?
Probably the gondola ride, because I can't serenade my dog. Nonetheless, a date.
Well, maybe your date would love that, though.
Well, I mean, it's Valentine's Day, so you're not going to take any high risks. You kind of play it safe, I would say. So
do you play it safe? Do you really?
I mean, on that day, it's not the time to shoot the hip.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. Here they come, yo. Here they come. Here they come.
Chris, hold back. Chris, hold back.
All right, a box of cheap chocolates or an organic fruit basket. Which one would you be sending to your loved one's work?
Well, if I send the cheap chocolates, then she already knows I'm a cheapskate, but then her coworkers would know that I was a cheapskate.
True. That's why I had to say at her work.
Yeah. So I would probably say the fruit basket.
But then you're stuck with a lot of fruit when she gets home, though.
Yep.
Don't forget about that.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
But then I'm not a cheapskate, though.
That's true. Very true. Yeah, I guess outward appearances. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay, how about another food question? A sundae for two or a milkshake for two?
Sundae for two.
Oh, okay.
Because then you can, like, if that chocolate syrup's on there, then you can, like, dip that spoon in the chocolate syrup and then accidentally miss her mouth and get it on her lips a little bit. Know what I'm saying, Nick?
No, but I like where you're going, but okay. I think I'd be slapped because all of a sudden I missed her mouth and all of a sudden the sundae went all over her cheek and face.
No, you miss going in her mouth and then you get the chocolate syrup on her lips and then you're like, oh, let me get that. And then you sneak a kiss in there.
What a smooth mother effort. Look at you. Holy mackerel. Okay. Another sort of food question, but this is in regards to you during your Valentine's Day date with your loved one. Are you ordering a fancy girly drink or fondue appetizer just for yourself?
I guess I'm ordering a girly drink.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I don't know what that's going to say to others around you in this restaurant or to your loved one. What will she be thinking when you order this big, fancy, girly drink?
Well, I mean, what classifies as the girly drink?
Oh, it's going to be gigantic. It's in a huge, like, glass tub that has, like, four bamboo skewers of fruit sticking out of it. Maybe some liquid smoke coming out of it as well as like at least two umbrellas in that thing. It's a goblet.
You just give me a large Smoking Joe's and we're good.
Okay. All right.
Or Flamin' Moe. Is that what they used to call them?
Wasn't that on The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now these are... We're done with the Valentine's Day portion.
All right.
The last two questions are just for you.
Okay.
But I guess they're still sort of Valentine related. Sort of. After the restaurant, you're walking your loved one to the car and a fight breaks out. And this is the classic fighting duo debate. Are you choosing a bat or are you choosing a knife?
A fight breaks out, like, in the parking lot?
Yes, with you. And you, it's the classic fighting duo. Are you choosing a bat, or are you choosing a knife? Bat gives you range, but also a bat you have to wind up with. A knife you don't have to wind up with, but you got to get in pretty close. So you might get hit with that bat.
I'm going to choose the bat. And the only reason I'm going to choose the bat is because... Me being a sports guy, I've wielded the bat a lot more than I have a knife.
You are a baseball coach, so that does make sense.
Yeah.
That does. So. Yeah. And now this is loosely, tangentially based on Valentine's Day. I just wanted to do one comic book question.
All right.
Are you choosing Jack of Hearts or are you choosing the Royal Flush Gang?
The Royal Flush Gang.
Whoa! The Dark Horse. I thought it would always be Jack of Hearts. But I love me some Jack of Hearts. I can't help it.
Yeah.
Can't help it. I just wanted to throw out a couple Valentine's Day questions for you, Mr. Barron.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Very good. Well answered. Well thought out. Thank you.
Considering
I surprised you with that.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I like surprises.
Yeah.
And the this or that is the favorite game that you guys play.
Well, I don't know if it's a favorite one, but we do enjoy it.
It's one of my favorites that you guys play. How about that?
All right. Well, I had to play a game with you because I know you always remark about them. So
yeah.
Let me think of a few questions here. Yes. Do you have any other vacation plans this year?
See, we have C2 E2 coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think 2 weeks after that is Planet Comic Con, which is in Kansas City. Ooh. Which has been getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
Nice.
But usually I only go down for the Saturday on that one.
Uh-huh.
I might be hosting a panel this time, though.
Wow.
Or moderating a panel, I guess.
Look at you.
I don't know. I haven't been confirmed of that, so I'm not sure. And then after that, the missus has been trying to get me to take a cruise, but I don't want to go on a cruise.
What? Why not?
I don't know. It's just, like, we've had this debate, right? So for the 12 years we've been together, like, every vacation has been to some kind of beach or something along those lines.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'm not a beach person. Like, I think the last time we went to Destin, Florida, or the Gulf Shores in Alabama, like, I sat in the balcony pretty much the whole time with my cooler while the kids and her, like, went to the beach or whatever. Of course, I went, you know, once or twice, but that wasn't for me. That was for her, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
To save that argument.
Sure.
But, like, I would rather go to, like, Mount Rushmore, Arlington, or, you know, something significant like that.
Hmm. But wouldn't the cruise sort of be the best of both worlds? Because then you're not going to be laying out on a beach, and there's plenty to do at the boat.
Yeah. And that's her argument, too, but, like, I can't get it out of my mind that we're just on a boat. Like, I can't get it out of my mind that the boat's big enough that I can do other things, if that makes sense.
Well, I went on one cruise, and let me tell you that the boat is gigantic. You could easily get lost on the boat. It's so darn big.
Yeah, she's been on a couple of themed ones, and then, like, just a regular one.
Mm.
Like, she's a big New Kids on the Block fan.
Heck yeah.
So she's went on a New Kids on the Block cruise. And then, what was the other one? I don't remember what the other one was. Like, Impractical Jokers cruise or something? I don't know.
Nice.
And then the other one was just, you know, a cruise to the Bahamas or whatever.
Yeah, they had tons of activities on the cruise that we jumped on. And that was that was a week before Katrina hit. So our boat dumped us off. We didn't stop anywhere because the hurricane was happening. So we just sort of circled around on the boat until we finally got off in New Orleans. And then Katrina hit like 3 days after we left New Orleans. So we barely got out of there.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, for not being able to get off and do any excursions off the boat, there was still tons to do. Oh, my God. It was crazy.
So did they have to reroute you coming back then?
Well, we were supposed to end up in New Orleans. But instead of going out to the different islands for excursions that we had planned, I think we were supposed to stop two different islands.
Uh-huh.
They just sort of circled around and avoided the hurricane. So I'm sure they didn't want to, like, pull us back into Florida and, like, oh, here's all your money back. You know, they didn't want to do that. So. So we just stayed on the boat. But like I said, it was plenty of fun, plenty of things to do. And I got a lot of reading in, wink, wink. So there was nothing wrong with that.
Yep. And see, that's like a vacation to me doesn't have to be big and fancy either. Like, I'm cool with a staycation where I don't have to worry about anything and just whatever I want to do, you know?
Well, I'm sure the wife is like, every weekend's a staycation. What are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We do something. We'll do something. Like I said, nothing's in concrete after April, so.
Well, that's good. Nothing wrong with that.
We will see. One of these times I'd like to go to England, though.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be fun.
Yeah, because that's like my one place that I'd really like to go.
Yeah, it's always interesting. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Every time I've been, it's always a different trip, but we purposely make it so we're not staying in the same location or visiting the same cities.
Right.
So it's always very different. Each one of them has their own personality each trip.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of history, a lot of things to do over there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just right now I'm a little scared of the old virus that's hitting all around.
Yeah, the coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I should be safe because I dumped all my Corona down the sink.
You threw away your limes?
No, Melissa made me keep the limes, but, you know.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
Crazy.
I saw that you've been reading some New Mutants.
Yes. Yes, it's not even my spotlighted characters of 2020, but I'm sort of reading New Mutants right now, or revisiting New Mutants, I should say.
Yeah.
Just in preparation for the movie coming.
So is this like a whole new world to you, or are you revisiting from like when you read them when they were coming out?
Yeah, I read them back, I guess, in high school.
Okay.
So, yeah, But I think after Sienkiewicz left, I sort of bailed on the book and just put my money elsewhere. Don't really remember where. So I am going to be hitting some bit, because right now I'm right in the middle of the Demon Bear saga. Okay. So I'm sure I'm going to be hitting some parts pretty quickly that will be completely new to me. So that's sort of exciting.
Yeah.
Haven't even run into Warlock yet. I think that was sort of the turning point. I think Warlock was the character that was like, yeah, I don't know how much longer I'm going to stick here.
Yeah. He's the Jar Jar of the New Mutants.
Sort of. But I have rediscovered, I mean, I've always loved magic, but I've rediscovered a love for Magma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's really, really fun. So it's good. It's all good.
Yeah.
And I'm preparing, what is it, April, when New Mutants comes out?
I believe so.
Yeah. So I thought, well, I have 5 of the New Mutant classic trades, and then I have 1 epic collection. So I think that'll be something I can sink my teeth into before April.
Yeah. Are you actually going to go see the New Mutants movie?
I saw the first trailer and that was a little spooky, a little scary. For me.
No, I know. That's what I was asking. Like, it was like, cause you said that you wanted to read them before the movie came out. So led me to believe like that you were going to go, and that doesn't seem like a Nick movie.
Well, I do like New Mutants, and I really hope that the reviews won't be like, is Marvel doing horror? Like, if I see that, I'll be like, nope, can't see that now. But really, other than the time I put into reading these New Mutant trades, it's not a bad thing to revisit New Mutants. So it's like, well, I'm really not at a loss, even if it is like, oh, it's a horror film.
Yeah.
If it's a horror film, I'll wait till Netflix gets it and I'll watch it when it's bright outside at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. Hello. Here we go. Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, that looks pretty good. And then I was like, yeah, but that's not going to be a Nick movie, though.
I hope it is. I really do. I have a lot of faith. I really, oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Hey, have you seen, speaking of movies, I finally saw a trip. And trust me, most of the Blumhouse trailers, I am so like, oh, that's a neat concept. All right, I sort of dig that, knowing full well I'm never going to see that.
Right.
But I saw a Blumhouse trailer for The Invisible Man. Did you see that trailer?
I did see that trailer.
Duder. I even told the wife, because she's like, that ain't a movie for me. And I'm like, I might have to go see that. That looks really inventive and cool.
Yeah, it looks totally different than what I expected it to be. Like when the first, 30 seconds that it came on?
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the Blumhouse thing, and I was like, here we go. Kind of like what you were talking about with the Fantasy Island thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it looks really interesting. I might have to go check that out.
Yeah, it looks really good. The only thing I'm a little scared of is the director also co-directed Saw, so.
Yeah.
That might be a little too much, but I did think the way The Invisible Man was put into that trailer looked really, really neat.
Mm-hmm.
Could they have given away too much? Did it just look like she was a little cuckoo? And then by the end of the trailer, you're like, oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
For sure. If you can avoid the trailer, avoid the trailer. But it did look darn good.
I agree.
Yeah. But now, what about you with Birds of Prey? Are you going to be going this weekend to see it?
Probably not this weekend, but I will go see it, though.
Okay. You're not going to let it slide like Wonder Woman?
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll probably go see it. Just because it does look good. I don't know why they had to make the title so dumb. Right? I mean, if you just put Birds of Prey on there and then, like, something, Harley, because, I mean, obviously, you got to market Harley on there, but, like, did you really have to think of four big-ass words and then put Harley Quinn on there?
But, guess what? The people that aren't into comic books would never know what Birds of Prey is, and I would say the majority of non-comic book readers would be like, oh, Birds of Prey. Oh, Harley Quinn. Oh, okay. I know who she is.
Right. But that's what I was saying. Like, on the flip side of it, you could put, like, Birds of Prey, Harley and the Hyenas, or whatever, right?
What?
You didn't have to put the Acceptation Proclamation of Harley Quinn or whatever.
But that's like saying that you don't do James Bond in To Live and Die, blah, blah, blah.
True.
Like, she is the draw.
Yeah.
I mean, that movie is riding on her. It looks interesting. I don't know if I think it looks good yet, but it looks interesting.
It looks like a popcorn movie.
Yeah, it's just the trailer. Both trailers have been very, very, they're so quickly edited that they're confusing.
Yeah. Agreed.
And that's like my dad went to go see Suicide Squad with me. And this movie is coming up in 3 days? And it just came out tonight, I think.
Yeah. Midnight release, I would say.
Yeah. And my Tom said nothing to me. That is that movie trailer, I'm sure and he doesn't even know, like, oh, so they're just taking a character from Suicide. Oh, we should go see that. I don't think he even realizes it's a comic book movie. Yeah.
Crickets.
Yeah. So I gotta think if it's not hitting on his radar. Granted, he's probably 20 years older than their target demographic, but if it's an action film, even the quick-paced trailer doesn't show him enough to say, hey, that's an action film. I wonder if Nick wants to go see that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's not just me that's seeing a little weirdness in that trailer.
Yeah. Did you show him the Bloodshot trailer?
No, I did not. I don't think there's enough in that trailer to even sell anything.
Really?
No. Not to him.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, it's no Fast and Furious trailer. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Did he?
He sees a tank in a car race from the last film, and he's like, "Hell yeah, I gotta see that." So I guarantee during the Super Bowl when he sees the Dodge Charger magically attach itself to a rope from a burning bridge and then catapult itself to the other side of the aisle. I'm sure once he saw that, if he didn't stand up and applaud that part, I would be shocked.
Yeah, that, and it looks okay to me.
I've never seen a Fast and Furious film, but guess what? I'm sort of wanting to because I do want to see what the heck the Rock was doing in that thing.
He's not in it, right?
No. I'm saying I didn't see any of them.
Oh, so just gotcha.
Knowing that he's been in a couple of them makes me want to go back and see him.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, because John Cena is in this one.
Yeah, I know. The new one. As the long lost brother.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
If you can see him, that is.
Exactly. Well, you see him with that scowl on his face.
Oh, yeah.
But not with the dark hair and that. When I saw the scowl, mm-hmm. I don't know if you thought this, but I certainly did. Because he certainly has the body for it. And in that trailer with the scowl, the dark hair, I'm like, are they doing a Punisher movie? Because why isn't John Cena in this Punisher movie in my head?
Yeah.
Like, he would be so good in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ronnie Barron, get on that. Make that Punisher movie.
I'll tweet that out right now.
All right. You, all your followers, get on that.
Now, since you brought up Super Bowl commercials.
Yes.
What did you think of, like, the WandaVision and the little clip that we got of that?
If you're going to steal from a comic book series, why wouldn't you steal it directly from Tom King's vision?
Yeah, right.
So smart. It's, like, set up perfectly for a television show. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't go back and, like, you know, that Chris Claremont. Or was it Chris Claremont that did that Vision and Scarlet Witch miniseries back in the 80s?
I think so.
Like, would you go back to that? I don't think so.
No.
Like, the look and the feel of that Tom King series is darn near perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I thought it looked... It made me want to go back and read that series again. Because some of the crazy Leave It to Beaver outfits mm-hmm. that they were wearing and... Yeah. It looked great.
And then they had her sexy costume, but it was more like Halloween cosplay. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's so good.
Because, I mean, how else are you going to pull that off besides doing it that way? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. I mean, everybody knows the characters from how many Avenger films? Three? Two?
Three, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're familiar with them, but you're not familiar with the downtime of them.
Right. Right.
So it was good to show. And to be honest with you, I thought it was very effective to be like Disney Plus. Like,
yeah.
Because it did look like a film at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And the Falcon and Winter Soldier, I wasn't as hyped for that as I was, say, for WandaVision for whatever reason.
I was much more hyped for it before seeing it.
Okay, yep, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I just wanted espionage, spy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I saw what it was going to be, I'm like, that just doesn't look like I want...
Yeah.
But what about Black Widow? What did you think of that trailer?
It was just middle of the road for me, really.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I think I'm the same with you that you were with Winter Soldier and Falcon, like, in my mind, or the teasers that it had out, you know, before.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be cool. And then, like, with that one that they showed, I was like, okay, I guess, kind of.
I thought this one was a lot more effective than the first trailer that you saw, which was a lot of Taskmaster.
Yeah.
And I love me some Taskmaster. He's way up there for me. But by not showing the villain and showing the family aspect, and the dude from Stranger Things looks just bad. Like, every freaking scene he's in, he has become the new Nicolas Cage. He freaking chews up that scenery. He looks badass, and then he also looks completely frumpy, dumpy, and hilarious. So, other than the family, like the sister part, but I get it. Like, okay, I get it. She's not the lone wolf anymore. But if they bring in more of the family, because you know I don't really like her as Black Widow, but doing the family environment, I'm sort of in now.
Yeah. Yeah, that would bring more layers to it. For sure.
It would make me care about that character a little bit more.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah. Did you hear the news that Harrison Ford's coming back for another Indiana Jones film?
I did hear that.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
And then there was something else, too, but I can't remember what it was. Dang it. Oh, maybe Lethal Weapon. Maybe that was it.
Lethal Weapon?
Yeah, they're going to make another one.
With the same cast?
Yeah, with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Danny Glover's coming back?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not just like those two are going to show up, just like Indiana Jones? Are both of those films, the old crew showing up and like, these are my kids. Now my kids are going to go off and do these crazy adventures.
Yeah. Give me Shia LaBeouf again.
Oh, God, no. No. But I'll take a young Indiana Jones, make those movies, because the television show was fabulous.
Yeah. No, yeah. They said that it got greenlit, and Mel Gibson and Danny Glover signed on to play. So whether it's a handoff or not, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, hey, Arnold came back for another Terminator. I guess, you know, film it the right way and dye their hair decent enough and get decent looking stunt doubles, I guess you can do whatever you can.
Yeah.
Will Joe Pesci come back?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oof. Oogaloo. Did you also, I heard, God, Schwarzenegger during the summer, he was talking about getting twins redone.
Really?
Yes. And he wants the person that's dragging their feet is Ivan Reitman. But I guess Danny DeVito's up for it, except the twins sequel will be with three people. So they'll discover, the whole theme of the show is them discovering their triplets, their long lost brother.
Oh.
And their brother is Eddie Murphy. Which I was like, that is insane.
Yeah. Speaking of, then they're bringing back Beverly Hills Cop as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because Eddie Murphy said that he wouldn't do that. So I think they're just like in the script writing process for it. But he said that he would do it, so.
Eddie Murphy has to get out there and promote his Netflix show, so why the hell not? Get back to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Can't blame him.
And then was it the fourth now? Bad Boys for Life. Still in theaters, and then it gets greenlit for another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that at all.
Yeah.
I was never a Bad Boys fan. I don't even think I saw the second one.
See, I'm a sucker for that, so.
Are they good?
I like them.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, I'm a cheap popcorn movie, you know what I mean, so.
Yeah, not above it.
Yeah.
I like a stylish action film. Did you see the third one, though?
Yeah.
And? Yeah. Did it hold up?
I liked the first and second one better, but the third one was okay.
Oh, you know, they are a little older. Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it still had, you know, it's one-liners, and it still had the premise of what the other two were, but, you know, it's okay.
All right, okay. I might have to check it out.
Yeah, we're trying to be selective, but not too selective, because, like, for one of our wedding gifts was a huge movie gift card. And we, like, usually just, like, picked and choose which movies we wanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's an insane amount gift card. And so we're like, oh, well, I guess if we think we can go see it, we'll just go see it then.
So you're going to go see all of the Oscar films?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, let's go see that. Let's go see that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You could spend, I know worse ways to spend 3 hours.
True.
Yeah. Usually I just can't, you can't beat, that's the strange thing. Like, watching TV at home is now so freaking awesome. And I don't even have a great setup. I don't have a large screen TV. I certainly don't have 4K. I wish I had all that, but just in my little Cracker Jack place, I just can't. I can't make that happen. But to watch sports at home, so much better, 10 times better.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
Still, a movie on the big screen, you sort of can't beat that.
Yeah.
That experience.
In our theater, in our town that we live in, not work in,
uh-huh.
Actually just redid everything. So now they have, like, the lounge comfy chairs and
the recliners.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do they have the service that you can, like, order and have it brought to you in your chair?
Yeah, there's, like, a little Kindle tablet-like thing.
Oh, fancy.
Right there. Yeah.
Wow. And
they actually have a bar in the theater now.
Oh, dang.
Which, drinks are insane, but it's kind of cool because, like, whatever big movie is happening, then they'll have a drink named after that movie or according to that movie. So.
Well, and you have a gigantic gift card, so, you know, how pricey really is that drink?
Right, exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
Color me jealous. All right, we have the recliners, but we don't have the food ordering at your seat.
Yeah.
Which I so wish we did.
Let's see. The first time I ever even heard about ordering, like, a steak at the theater was in Chicago. When we used to go to Wizard World Chicago.
Sure.
And the Movico was there. Is that what it's called? The Movico?
Movico? Don't know that.
Huh.
That might be a Rosemont Horizon thing.
Yeah, because it's at Roachport, right? Where was the Wizard World usually at?
That was in Rosemont.
Rosemont, yeah. And then you had, like, all the... Yeah, because it was, like, right there. Or around in that area.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was the Movico. Like, it was weird, but... Yeah, because we saw some premieres there. Like, I think we saw Captain America First Avengers there.
Ah, okay. Maybe it's an independent place. It's not part of the chains that I've heard of, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they can get fancy, for sure. Especially downtown Chicago, there's plenty of fancy theaters there.
Yeah, right.
I'm just out in the southern suburbs.
Yeah, but, you know, my middle America, Missouri boy, and I, like, go there, and they're like, would you like a beer? And I was like, yes. And you can order. And we're like, okay. Don't mind if I do.
You're like, look, baby, up here. It just came to me.
Oh, we also saw, like, that weekend of Wizard World, we also saw the G.I. Joe movie, too.
Oh, boy.
The first one.
Oh, not boy.
Yeah. But, wow. You know.
Was that a Comic-Con exclusive? Were they holding a world premiere showing?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that was just a drunk us being like, hey, let's go see this.
I see that.
Now, there were cosplayers that, like, saw it too. There was like a Baroness and a Duke and a Roadblock that,
nice.
And a Cobra Commander and stuff. But
that's excellent.
Yeah, so it made it that more fun.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, Rosemont back in the day, the Wizard World at Rosemont, they certainly were up there. They were one of the major players back in its prime. So I wouldn't be surprised if they had like world premiere movies or TV shows premiering at Wizard World Chicago.
Yeah.
Now, well, nowadays, no, don't see yeah. that happening.
See, it was close, but it wasn't actually. I mean, of course, this is early 2000s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to me, remembering back, it might not have been that close, but it sure seemed that close. Because, like, the McCormick... It's not the McCormick Center. What is it? Where it's at? Where Wizard World was at?
The Rosemont Theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rosemont Horizon?
Yeah, and then you had, like, the Hyatt, and then the Loft was the other hotel. And then, like, right around the corner was, like, a Bulgarian bar.
Yeah.
You
should see Rosemont now. It is quite built up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They have, like, a big, like, outlet mall right around that area, as well as probably 30 to 40 restaurants. Like, big, gigantic restaurants. Yeah. Sadly, Wizard World Chicago is not a destination that it once was. So.
Yeah. I don't think any Wizard World is anymore, really.
Well, isn't San Diego still considered Wizard World?
Yeah, that's true. It might be.
Yeah, but you're right. The majority of them are pretty low-key now.
Yeah, because there used to be like three or four, and then there's like Wizard World Albuquerque and Wizard World, you know, whatever.
Oh yeah, they have tons.
Yeah, and then like Des Moines, and then we finally got one in St. Louis. Like one came to the Savas Center, or where the Rams played.
Oh,
the Dome.
Yeah.
And so it was like, why drive 5 hours to Chicago when we could drive two?
Heck yeah. They probably had the same guest lists and artists and creative people showing up there as well.
Yeah, there was a couple, you know, here or there that was different, but the majority of them was the same.
Is there going to be any good creatives going to your Kansas City con?
Yeah. Oh, well, creative people?
Yeah.
Or the creative people is kind of like C2E2, really.
Okay.
Celebrity-wise, like, there's actually people that are crazy that they got. Like, Christopher Eccleston's going to be there.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Yeah, which...
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
I'm sure your son will want an autograph.
Yeah. And, I think, let me see. Because is the boys... Are they going to be at C2E2, or is that...
Yeah, there's like four people from the boys showing up.
Okay. So, I've looked it up, so I'm going to...
Is John Cleese there this year, or was he there last year?
He was there last year,
I think.
So, there's a couple of wrestlers, of course.
Nice.
And then, John Cleese is there this year.
Yeah, because I know that was a big get, because he does not do con appearances.
Yeah. And then Kevin Conroy.
Sure, be there. Sure.
And then Christopher Eccleston. And then, of course, you know, the Power Ranger people are going to be there.
Yeah.
And Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, wow. I'm shocked he would make a con appearance.
Yeah.
He rarely does.
Yeah,
way to go.
Stephen Amell and Katie Lotz will be there.
Oh god.
The kids from Stranger Things will be there.
Ugh, boy. Aren't they a little too young to be doing con appearances at this point, to be on the circuit? Come on, guys. Maybe.
Brent Spiner will be there.
Okay. Fresh off of Picard.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. I guess that's about it, really. The other chick, Macy Richardson Sellers, she's from Legends of Tomorrow as well.
Ah. Did you watch the big crossover?
I did not.
You did not?
I haven't yet, no.
What? Did you record them all?
Yeah, I got them recorded, but I haven't really had time to...
Wow.
Yeah.
You'd think with a snow day, you would have hunkered down and...
Well, it was either watch TV or read, so I chose reading, because...
Ah. Did you catch up on anything?
I got caught up in a couple of series that were new.
Okay.
Like, Killadelphia is a new one that I... And then the Spidey alien symbiote one, which is like where he, it's like untold stories of when he was in the black suit.
Oh, neat.
When he first got it.
Okay, yeah.
So it's not like the main stories that you know. It's supposed to happen in between, like insert, you know, 221A, you know, or whatever.
Is it like... what John Byrne did with Spider-Man The Lost Years?
Yeah, oh, kind of.
All right, that's neat. I like that.
Yeah. And it's cool to relive those, like, go back. Because even the art and everything looks like it was from back when it was supposed to be, too.
Ooh, I like that. So, who's the art?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right, no big deal. I also saw that you read some Hellblazers.
Yeah, the new one?
Yeah. So Simon Spurrier is doing something new or different with the character?
Well, he's back in London.
Okay.
And it just feels like the old Hellraiser, like when it was good again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, he's more of the serious asshole-ish person again. The snarky person.
Yeah, I still am meaning to read the Constantine title, but that just does not feel like Hellraiser to me.
Yeah.
So it's sort of, it's good to hear that that attitude might be back.
Yeah.
But
it definitely has, it just, has that.
It's a title that never needed capes and cowls for me. It was a whole different thing.
Right.
Well, that's good. I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah. To backtrack,
sure.
Ralph Macchio and Martin Cove are going to be there.
Oh, fresh off of the YouTube internet sensation, Karate Kid. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Which is pretty funny, but
that's good. Are you socking away money to have special experiences with some of these people?
No.
Or just Christopher Eccleston?
Maybe just Christopher Eccleston.
All right, okay.
Just because I have a Matt Smith and David Tennant picture with both of them.
Sure,
so.
Sure. He was my gateway drug into Doctor Who, so.
Yeah, yeah. He was my gateway drug back in.
Oh, see, yeah.
Because, I mean, I watched the old stuff when I was waiting on the bus. Of course, they were 10 times over reruns by then, but.
Sure.
But then, like, when it came back, I was like, oh, this might be cool. And then, sure enough.
Yeah, it was something that on PBS, I always tried to watch it on Sunday night, the original ones. And no matter who the doctor was, I always thought, this is something I should be into.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the friends that recommended, I always respected their opinion. And then I tried to watch it, and I just couldn't get over the low-budget cheesiness.
Right.
So I think the modern retelling with Eccleston, that's what brought me in.
Yeah. And honestly, like, that series, it still had some cheese in it.
For sure.
But maybe not the cheese that back in the day cheese, but...
Right. Yeah, it's a big difference. But still, now I go back and the ones I would prefer to rewatch are the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, show. Yeah, the sci-fi tenets are still really strong, just like any good sci-fi show. It doesn't really matter when it was done or the production value. Like, as long as the story is, I won't say high class, but cool concept sci-fi, then I'll be into it.
Yeah. I think my favorite one is probably the anniversary episode.
Okay.
With Tennant, Smith, and Hurt.
Sure. I think. Sure. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a winner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you want to wrap her up?
Let's wrap it up.
All right.
Oh, I guess that's me. Ah, Nerdy Legion, thank you for joining us. Ronald Barron, thank you for joining us on this comfy couch. You can find Ronnie Barron on the Twitter machine at RonBar316. You can also find me, your friendly host. That's right, it's me, Nick, on the Twitter machine at Nick Wetmore. Thank you for listening. Go on to Apple, iTunes, rate us, review us, give us 5 stars. Tell us that we forced you to doing it. I don't care what the review says. Give us 5 stars. It means a lot. Martin will cry. And thank you when he comes back. Till the next time.